The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So this passage is a little difficult to hear, perhaps. At the first take, it feels like it's almost Jesus being a jerk to this woman. But that's not what's happening here. He's not devaluing her because she doesn't belong to the house of Israel, but rather he's trying to emphasize how great her faith is by showing it to the apostles and everyone else, so much so that it becomes a story that is passed on for 2,000 years. To show how great her faith is. And so what we have here is step by step, Christ is drawing out from her to show her humility and to show how far she's willing to go to save her daughter and how much she truly believes in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, going so far as to call him Son of David, recognition of his messiahship. And this coming from someone who is not Jewish, has no background in it, but still she sees Christ. What's clear here is the need for humility. Because this woman would not have been able to do what she did if it wasn't for her humility. And so this is the virtue, I guess, that I really want to highlight today, this morning. Is the need for humility and persistence when we go to God with our prayers. Because he's not always going to be able to tell us yes right away. Maybe he's going to tell us no for a particular prayer maybe until we get to see him face to face. Who knows? But persistence and humility, these are the two virtues that help us recognize who it is we're dealing with. When we pray. And so when we pray, don't be afraid to humble ourselves. Don't be afraid to be persistent. One of the themes we've heard over the last couple of weeks through the Gospels was effectively the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So don't be afraid to kind of pester God with your problems until he answers you.